Welfare reforms have had a devastating impact across the north. It's pushed people in Derry and Strabane into poverty. You know, we can't really have a revived Stormont that is going to continue on with what it was doing before it went down, which was pushing through draconian Tory policies. This is an opportunity now for people in Derry and Strabane to hear this demand go forward.
You've made the point that the money being lost as a result of Tory welfare reform is approximately equivalent to the money that would come into Derry and Strabane as a result of a city deal.
That's right. Much has been made about the city deal, and this isn't a city deal that was negotiated with Tories who don't have the best interests people in Derry or Strabane at heart. While the Tories are offering city deals like the one we've just agreed to, at the same time they're actually cutting more money out of Derry and Strabane and indeed across the north. There hasn't been enough attention to the economic loss. Individual families are being pushed to dependency on food banks. Vulnerable people, low-paid workers, have lost a tremendous amount of money. People who, with disability benefits have had them cut or they've been pushed off them. So there's the tragic and unacceptable impact on individuals. But if you think about the overall economic impact as well, that's hundreds of millions of pounds being pulled out of Derry, ripped out of Derry. So that has a domino effect on the places that people would spend that money, because that money is being spent and used. So really what we have the Tories doing is, on the one hand, offering us a city deal, which in no way makes up for the economic hit that we're taking as a result of welfare reform.
You also want the council to be front and centre in actually forming a community forum in response to these cuts to help those who are in need of help in the district.
We want the council to put its weight behind making sure that people here who are struggling as a result of the welfare reforms actually get the practical help they need. We know that our advice services across the city are working very, very hard to help people, but they're completely overwhelmed, and advice services, welfare advice services, have been cut. So there's fewer people doing this work while more people are actually looking for help. So we want we want the council to put its weight behind that and invite in all the people who've been campaigning around this, people who have an interest in the issue, to be part of actually trying to address it. We think that this is a practical measure that we can really assist people, but also work as well to actually undo the damage that welfare reform has taken. One thing that would be very useful for the council to be aware of is what the overall impact has been on people as a result of the cuts that have happened.